I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. It's 2021. And I would say that it's more important than ever before to ensure that you're tracking your website data, where your traffic's coming from, and how the users that you've driven to your website are behaving when they're on there. Because if you're not tracking that, you won't know if the things that you're doing, the marketing activities that you're doing to drive traffic to your website, are working or not. And if you don't know if they're working or not, then you can't gauge if you need to continue spending more time and, more importantly, money on that activity. So things you should be knowing as a website owner is the channels, like the sources, like where your users have come from and what content they're viewing when they're on your website, whether it's a product page or a service page or whatever. If you're not tracking this stuff, you'll never know, if, like I said, if what you're doing is working. You'll never know if all that time that you've spent writing that amazing blog post and it was actually read, or if it converted to a sale. You'll never know if all that posting that you're doing on LinkedIn or Facebook right now is working or not. You're just going to be wasting a lot of time. And as a small business owner, our time is one of our most precious commodities. And being able to use a free tool like Google Analytics can certainly help with that. And I've been using it since 2008. I think I was made to go and do my Google Analytics exam early on in my Google agency career. It is just a great tool, but it does tend to put a lot of website owners off, especially a lot of the small business website owners I deal with. It looks like it was designed by a developer for developers, and quite often I hear the complaints of not understanding what reports to look at, where to look, or more importantly, what it all means when a small business owner logs in. And so what I'm aiming to do in this episode is outline 10 ways that you can use Google Analytics like a pro. Like 10 reports that you can go in and have a look at. And I'll give you a little bit of background, a little bit of meaning about why they exist and what data you can possibly extrapolate from those reports to help you understand if what you're doing is working or not. And my aim is by the end of this episode, you'll see what Google Analytics is capable of. And hopefully you'll go back to your own account, open it up, dive straight in, and have a renewed love for your website data. So first up is the real-time report. And it's one of the first reports that you see when you first log in to Google Analytics on a desktop view. It's like right at the top left. And if you head to the real-time overview report, you can actually see how many people, like how many active users are on your website right now. And this is such a useful tool if you've just dropped a new blog post link somewhere, if you've just sent out an email asking users to go to a particular page on your website. And you can see in that real-time overview report, where your traffic's coming from in the referral section and the pages that they're looking at while they're on your site. And if a user decides to stay on your site and work their way through, you can see that journey through the top active pages section. And it's great. It's a great way of validating that there are real people, real life people on your website looking at your stuff. And I know a few people in my membership, the Supercharger website membership, who have become addicted to this report after they send out an email, because they want to see real time the content that their users are looking at and tracking them all the way through to purchase and seeing at what pages they drop off. You can get real time data that tells you what your users like or dislike straight after you've sent out a link. I mean, if you get a lot of traffic to your site generally, you know, it's worth checking in on and seeing if people use your website in the middle of the night or not. But generally, it's great to use after you've just dropped a link somewhere. So do incorporate that into the kind of reporting activities you're doing if you've just sent out a campaign, and don't get too addicted to it. The second report that I think is really useful to get to know is you can see where in the world your site visitors have come from by going to the audience geolocation report. And you'll be given a visual, like a map of the world, and a kind of color code of density of where your traffic's come from. I find that this view is a great way to see if you're getting traffic from countries that could be considered spammy, like Russian bot traffic or Chinese bot traffic. Look, if you use the average session duration column in those reports, it can tell you if that user has spent like a long time on the site or not. And those who stay on your site like more than 10 seconds are like more likely to be genuine users. But if the traffic is from that particular country is, say, less than a second, like maybe 5 seconds or less, or even less than a second, you could like assume it's bot traffic. And that's quite a useful report to check in on every now and then. I recently had a massive spike of traffic to my site, and number one, was terribly excited by it, but then number two, kind of saw it was an anomaly and went straight to the geo report to see where in the world my traffic was coming from. And then I went to the Source Medium report underneath acquisition to see if it had come from like a particular website. And it had. It come from China and a website called Bot Traffic for Life. So I was able to determine like why I'd had this massive spike of traffic. But that's quite a useful report that us pros use. And you can check in on the location of your site visitors every once in a while, just to understand a little bit more about them. And maybe it might help you in a more positive light serve your market better. If you knew you had customers in Australia, in New Zealand, in Ireland, in other kind of English-speaking countries. I mean, there's lots of meaning that you can get out of this report. But more importantly, it can help you understand if you need to continue serving your own country really well as well. So the third report is, and I think this is a super important report to check in on regularly, is you can see in Google Analytics if users are looking at your website either via a laptop, like a desktop computer, or from their phone. Because Google Analytics can detect the device and the browser that a user's using to view your website. So it can see like if it's if the user's on an iPhone using Safari, for example. And if you've never looked at this report before, I must insist you go and do it straight after this episode, because it's a game changer, right? Because if you've been putting a lot of effort into making your website look amazing on desktop view, but actually most of your traffic comes from mobile and you haven't optimized your site for mobile, then you're going to have a problem. You're probably putting users off coming to your site. So you can find that in the users report on the left-hand side, underneath a mobile and underneath overview. And I'm just hedging my bets here, but I suspect if you're listening to this, most of your traffic now is coming from mobile. And take a look at the average session duration column in that report. It will tell you how long users coming from mobile are spending on your website. And it's well worth thinking about how you can improve the experience of being on your website if your users are mostly coming from mobile. Start looking at your website only on mobile. Start thinking mobile first, because if you're not doing it now, you need to be doing it later on in the year, because Google is going all in on being mobile first with its page experience update. So you're going to have to catch up at some point. That report also shows you users viewing your site on tablet as well. You might get some surprises, you might not. The next report is knowing what social channels are driving traffic to your website. So you can basically see if your users are coming from LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So this is really important if you're spending a lot of your time promoting your website on social channel, those social channels at the moment. And if you're spreading yourself quite thin, right, trying to post across all of the socials, and you're not giving one channel the attention it deserves because you're trying to be all the things to all the channels, this report could help you decide whether you should just pick one or two channels to focus on. So you can find it under the acquisition all traffic source medium report on the left-hand side. And when you're in there, you'll be shown this table of the different sources of traffic, like the different websites that they've come from. And Google buckets these sources into kind of mostly three areas. Like, either it will not know where your traffic's come from because it can't possibly track it because it's behind like a password protected website. So it just buckets that into the direct none report. Or it buckets it into an area called organic, which basically means search engines. And it's very likely that you'll see the Google organic report quite high up on your own source medium report. And then you'll probably see the kind of social channels underneath that. They're called referral sites in that report. And again, check out the average session duration column in this report. Right, see how long users who've come from Facebook are spending on your site versus users who've come from LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram. There can sometimes be a variation of those different social channels in these reports because they're tracked differently. So for example, like you'll see the m.facebook.com source, that because that's coming from the mobile version of Facebook. And then there's the l.facebook.com, which is something called a link shim, which is like, what, Vicky? What is a link shim? It's like a kind of security measure that Facebook have in place. It's a bit confusing, but there is a search bar at the top of this table that you could just type Facebook into, and then it will show you all of the sources that have Facebook written in them, and the top row will combine all of the numbers together. So you can actually get like a kind of true Facebook figure at the top there. You'll need to combine Facebook, you'll need to combine Instagram, you'll need to combine Pinterest, because they all have like weird different sources. And what this report did for me last year was it told me that the effort that I was spending on trying to drive traffic to my website from Instagram just wasn't working. Like, wasn't working at all. And actually, the effort and the time that I was putting into trying to get users from my posts on Instagram to go and click on the link in my bio. Well, you know, I had to hope. No one clicks on the link in the bio. Now, it just wasn't working for me. And I could understand that by looking at this Source Medium report. What you'll also be able to see in this report as well is other websites who are linking back to you. So if you spent time trying to get PR or trying to get, like you've done guest posts on someone else's blog, you can see in here, in this report, if you've actually got traffic from that source or not as well. Check in on this one at least once a week. So next up is understanding how long it takes a user to read your blog post. So if you head to the Behavior Site Content All Pages report, in there you'll get like the top 10 pages that have been viewed on your website within the date range that you set in the top right. Now, you can open that up in the bottom right to show like 20 pages, 50 pages, 100 pages, and go and find a blog post that you've written recently. And then head to the average time on page column and see how long it's taken for someone to read your blog post. Right? This will tell you if someone found your blog post engaging or not. If they only spent a few seconds on it, it wasn't for them. They clicked off. If it wasn't very long, it wasn't for them. They clicked off. But if you've written something that's interesting and engaging, then you will know that by looking at the average time on page. If you've written something that really resonates with users, then keep writing the same thing or a variation of it. This is such a useful part of Google Analytics, and I head to this report every time I've written a new blog post. I check in like a day, 2 days, and then a week, and then a month after I've written a post to check out the average time on page. And you should too. This report, like the next one, is just adorable. I love it so much. It's the Behavior Flow report underneath Behavior on the left-hand side in Google Analytics. And this allows you to see how users move around your website, right? So in the kind of all pages report that we just looked at, you can kind of see the numbers of page views that users have viewed of a particular post or a page on your website. But the Behavior Flow report allows you to see the page they went to next and the page that they were on before. It enables you to understand the journey that a user made through your website and what you have done to encourage them to stay on the site or not. If you head to the first column of that Behavior Flow report and kind of click on the landing page green dropdown, you can then head to the Source Medium section, and it will open up all of the traffic sources that drove traffic to your website. And then you can actually start highlighting and slicing and dicing and seeing the behavior flow of someone who's come from Google, who's someone who's come from Facebook, someone who's come from LinkedIn. It is an amazing way of being able to understand how a user went through your website for those who are not used to kind of setting up conversions or funnel visualizations or anything like that. And it's really accessible, and you can just pick up the kind of visual, move it around and click on individual visuals and kind of highlight ones to just show like the traffic flow, so it doesn't seem too confusing. But what you'll really love about, because I do, what you should really love about this report is the big red drop-off graphic at the end, because that tells you how many users left your site after that particular page. And what it should do is help you understand if you need to work harder to keep a user on your site on a particular page. So if they're dropping off on your blog post, what could you do? What could you write at the bottom of that blog post? What links could you put to keep your user on the site, like keep them staying there, keep them engaged? What other useful posts could you suggest to them? Could you give them a freebie? Could you give them other useful links of products that they might like? What could you do to keep them on your site? It's a must-see report. I love this one. And next up is for those who've got e-commerce websites. If you've got WooCommerce or Shopify, for example, if you enable e-commerce reporting that's done in the admin of Google Analytics, and if you've got WooCommerce, you'll need like a special plugin like Google Analytics for WooCommerce or WooCommerce for Google Analytics. And in Shopify, you need to like enable a little checkbox. But you can then see the sales data, like how many units of a particular product that you've sold, and track those sales over in Google Analytics and see where the traffic has come from that has generated those sales in the source medium report. So all of a sudden on the right-hand side, you'll be able to see transactional data, like how many units were sold, how much money did you make? It really transforms that whole source medium report because you can then actually see Facebook's making me this much money. Google's making me this much money. My paid ads are making me this much money, all in one place. And when you can see the figure against it, it kind of like changes your motivation for whether you want to continue posting on LinkedIn or posting on Instagram or not, you know, or whether you want to like invest more money in the Google ads that you've been doing or whatever. But if you're really new to setting up an e-commerce store, then take some time to connect your Google Analytics so you can start tracking that sales data. It is a must because when you can see the actual monetary figure, you really know if what you're doing to drive traffic to your website is working or not and whether you're wasting money or not. So we're almost there. We've got just a few more reports to run through. So this one is called the Page Timings Report, and you can find it under Behavior, Site Speed, and Page Timings. And in here, you can see the average load time per page, like how long it takes for your page to load in the eyes of Google. Google will give it a score, basically, and then give you a scoring back per page and let you know if your page is slow or not. You should check in on this report on a regular basis, because if you have slow loading pages, you could be leaving money on the table, because users will click away from slow loading pages and Google won't rank you if your sites are slow as well. And if you're in my membership, we bang on about, in the Supercharger website membership, we're all obsessed with fast sites and optimizing our sites for Google, and being able to just go straight into Google Analytics and pull this data out is super useful, as opposed to just using the Google Site Speed Test tool. Another really interesting tool that you can utilize to find out more about your users on the site is the Interests Report. Now, you'll need to enable this report. It lives under Audience Interests Overview. So you'll need to manually enable it and then leave it running for a few weeks. And when you come back, you'll be given a sample set of data that will from Google that will tell you the interests of your audience, like what market segments it thinks your site belongs in based on the behavior of other websites that your audience looks at, and the kind of interests topics of the websites that your audience looks at. It's all anonymous data. It's a really useful way to see if you're attracting users who might be interested in your products and services, and to see if you've been bucketed correctly into categories that you feel your site should belong to. And if it's not, then maybe thinking about how to restructure the content on your site so it does appeal to users looking for sites in the categories that you would like to belong to. And the final report that I recommend you check into so that you can use Google Analytics like a pro is the funnel visualization report. It's a little bit more advanced, right? But I'll explain it to you, and then you can kind of end this episode with me just understanding the potential of what you could do in your Google Analytics account. And so essentially, right, you can set up in Google Analytics visually a map to see if users are abandoning the path to converting with you, whether that's like buying a product from you or contacting you via your contact form or signing up to have a call with you or buy your products or services. You need to enable something called a goal to track within Google Analytics first, and that's done in the admin section. And essentially, you say to Google, okay, if a user goes to this particular URL, that counts as a conversion. Now, if you're an e-commerce website, that's kind of easy for you guys, because if someone goes to your thank you page or your post-purchase thank you page, then you can say that's a sales conversion, right? If you are getting someone to complete your contact form, you should be redirecting them once they hit the submit button. And if you're not, find out a way to do that, because then you can track how many users have visited that thank you page. If you're selling a service on your website, right, you should somehow find a way to redirect a user back to a thank you page again, so that you can then feed that URL into the goal tracking that you're doing, and say to Google, right, if someone goes to this URL, they're considered a conversion. Without URLs, right, to feed into the goal, and they're the kind of simplest goals that you can track in Google Analytics, you can't tell Google if something has been a success or not. It's really difficult if you're just getting started with Google Analytics to track things like button clicks and scrolls and things like that. So it's just much easier to just say to Google, right, well, if someone goes to this page on my site after being on this page, that's considered a conversion. And then once you've created that goal, right, if someone goes to the thank you page, that's considered a purchase or whatever, you can then set up like a visualization in the admin section under goals, and basically say to Google, right, well, if someone goes to my product page and then my cart and then my checkout, I want to track that process before they actually got to the thank you page. And if you define those, like, and the steps can be whatever you want, but if you define those steps, you can then see in the funnel visualization report, which is under the conversions option of Google Analytics on the left-hand side, you can actually visually see how many users started at the first step and then went on to the next step and the next step. And more importantly, see how many of your users dropped off at various points as well. So if you're trying to understand if people are abandoning the checkout process, you're going to need to set up a funnel visualization. If you want to understand if people filled out your contact form versus actually like looked at your contact page, you can see the drop off there as well. It is like slightly more advanced for sure, but you know, taking some time to kind of set that up means that you don't have to keep going back and amending it. Like, it can just run. But it is what the pros use. And the idea behind this episode was to tell you how you could use Google Analytics like a pro. That was 10 things I took you through there, right? And not all 10 are going to be relevant for you right now, but I'm hoping that there are one or two gems in there that when you heard them, your ears pricked up and you took a pen to paper or jotted a note down somewhere and thought, I need to go and check back in to my Google Analytics. I really hope that. If you are interested in learning more about Google Analytics, then do head to my blog, heyvickyjakes.com/blog. There are a few power posts on there about how to get started with Google Analytics, how to install it on your website. I talk about these 10 power reports on a blog post. And I also talk about a few other cool things that I've done with Google Analytics in the past as well, like how to exclude bot traffic and how to use it to find out more about your ideal customer. I talk about Google Analytics a lot, and it's because I genuinely love to see the transformation that it brings to a small business owner when they realize you don't have to understand all of the reports in Google Analytics. Like I said, it's built by developers for developers. It's been badly designed. There's too much in there, right? But if you know one or two or three key things, like key reports to go and look for and to go and check in on a regular basis, you can ignore everything else. So thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please do head over to iTunes and drop me a review. I would love you forever. The podcast has gone to new heights over the past couple of weeks with the discovery that I have been the second highest marketing podcast in Cyprus. Well, as you can imagine, I was delighted to hear that. So hello to you if you are listening in Cyprus, and thanks so much for making this podcast number two. Please continue to share this podcast with anyone that you think would find it really useful, and I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.